Raquel Trejo Rubio has a job few Americans apparently want. The 28-year-old Mexican migrant picks crab meat.
Por necesidad, por falta de dinero en México.
I came, she says, because there's no work or money in Mexico. I have a daughter, and I have to support her. Trejo is among the 66,000 migrants who enter the United States legally as H-2B guest workers. H-2B is a visa program that gives workers access to minimum wage, non-agricultural jobs that would otherwise go unfulfilled by Americans because the pay is low, the employment seasonal, and the work often backbreaking and tedious. Trejo traveled north by bus to a remote coastal island on Maryland's eastern shore. Her employer is G.W. Hall & Son, a major seafood supplier in Maryland. Trejo works at a long table where the hard-shelled crabs caught that morning and then steamed are piled high and ready for her to pick apart. Trejo works 8 hours a day, 5 or 6 days a week for the minimum wage, $7.25 an hour, sometimes more if she picks quickly. Risking injury, Trejo works at a rapid pace, tossing empty shells into large waste cans.
El trabajo no. Es cuestión de...
No, the job's not difficult, she says. It's a matter of practice. What's hard, she says, is being away from her 10-year-old daughter back in Mexico for much of the year. G.W. Hall & Son once employed American workers. No more. The company says seasonal jobs don't appeal to Americans. So owner Brian Hall says he does everything he can to keep his Mexican workers happy.
Well, we provide transportation. You've got a house, satellite TV, air conditioning. Anything they want, we get it for them. I put it to you like this. Without them girls in there picking crabs, my plant, I'm out of business. Because that's 90% of my business is picking crab meat. And without the girls, we're out of business. And every other plant is too.
Trejo rents the 3-bedroom ranch house she shares with coworkers from their employer. She explains why she's ready to spend 8 or 9 months each year here. What she would earn in 2 weeks in Mexico, she makes in 3 days at the Maryland Crab House. Despite that, a report concludes that crab workers like Trejo are being exploited by their employers. The report, based on interviews with 40 former crab pickers, was published by the American University Washington College of Law and the Centro de los Derechos del Migrante, or Center for Migrant Rights. Crab picker Elisa Martinez Tovar told her story at a news conference that coincided with the report's release.
Cuando no conocemos este país, nos imaginamos que todo es bonito, como cuenta la gente.
Martinez says she imagined another America, a beautiful place. But once she got here, she discovered another reality. She says she suffered a string of abuses from a dishonest recruiter and endured rat-infested living conditions and not enough work.
En mi caso, cuando no teníamos trabajo, queríamos que sí poder trabajar en otra parte donde hubiera.
Martinez says she thought she could go elsewhere to find work, but was coerced to stay and was warned by her employer, incorrectly, that she could be deported if she tried to change jobs. Those allegations trouble Brian Hall at G.W. Hall & Son Seafood.
Anybody who treated her girls that bad should be kicked out of the program. I mean, if they find somebody doing it, they need to be kicked them right out of the program. It makes me look bad, and I don't like that.
Bill Seeling, executive director of the Chesapeake Bay Seafood Industries Association, also disputes the claims in the report.
We had no inkling at all that such a report was being worked on, and many of the things that are in there are not accurate. By our standards and by present-day conditions, most of the report does not stand up to the conditions as they are today.
Lead author Jayesh Rathod, an assistant professor of law at American University, says the report calls for reforms in recruitment in Mexico and improved working conditions in the United States, not for the elimination of a popular program.
The women told us the program is critical to their livelihoods. It's made a huge difference in the lives and the education of their children. So they don't want the program to go away. They just want to make sure that they have the flexibility and the rights to make changes of employers to earn enough under the program that they're not going back to Mexico, remaining in debt.
That's what Trejo wants, too. She's already earned enough to open a small shop in Mexico, but until it can support her family and help build a better future for her daughter, she will have to return to her job shelling crabs in America. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.